Thank you, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 27th, 2013. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Among our top stories this evening, Ambassador Jacqueline Zwambila of the MDCT asks the Australian government for asylum, claiming she fears for her safety if she returns to Zimbabwe following the end of her duty this week.
In Zimbabwe, we think that it's not fair as an ambassador of a country to go out and start making propaganda about your country. We would expect that as a compatriot, Zwambila would come back and be given a job. In any case, why should we fight against Zwambila? What has he done wrong?
The Zimbabwe Catholic Bishops' Conference paints a bleak picture of the country's prospects, saying the standard of living and human dignity continues to erode under the ZANU-PF government.
Well, I think that's a very accurate description. In fact, you only need to move around any of the cities of Zimbabwe, and that's exactly what you see. You see women selling tomatoes and...
And the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries will next month send a 9-member delegation to Europe in a bid to attract the much-needed foreign direct investment to stimulate economic growth. Zimbabwe's ambassador down under Jacqueline Zwambila of the Tsvangirai MDC has asked the Australian government for asylum, claiming she fears for her life if she returns to Zimbabwe following the end of her tenure in Canberra. Zwambila gave an interview to the Canberra Times saying she will not use a business class plane ticket bought by the Foreign Affairs Ministry to return home next Tuesday. Most ambassadors from both ZANU-PF and the MDC have been recalled, but Zwambila, picked by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai to become Zimbabwe's top diplomat in Australia, says she cannot go back to face 89-year-old President Robert Mugabe, under whom she has been serving since 2009. Ms. Zwambila says Mr. Mugabe and ZANU-PF stole the July 31st national elections, adding after the polls that, and I quote, "I knew then it was the end of my term." She says she fears indefinite custody if she returned to Zimbabwe. The ambassador adds, among other allegations, she has been threatened with arrest in Zimbabwe because a court allegedly found she had not paid $2,700 to someone who worked on a house she owns in Zimbabwe. She denied owing the money. Studio 7 was unable to speak with a government official from Australia on the ambassador's request for protection. Zwambila was herself unavailable, but MDCT spokesman Douglas Munzora says the party cannot guarantee her safety, so she has the right to seek asylum down under.
We are not sure as to whether the government of Zimbabwe wants to take action against her, but what she has said is that she is afraid for basically four reasons. Firstly, that she has been a victim of a lot of hate language from the government itself, including from President Mugabe, who has spoken against her at rallies and at very important occasions. That's number one. Number two, she has won a case against one of the informers of ZANU-PF, Reason of Faroa, who lost his case against her in Australia. Now, she fears that she could be harassed, she could be detained. There was also allegations that she attended a Rhodesian Veterans Day in Australia, and it was construed as treasonous on her part. So we don't know whether the government intends to take action against her, but it is up to the government now to tell her that she is safe, that she won't be harassed when she comes to Zimbabwe.
But has she formally informed the MDCT, your party, on this position that she has decided to take, and what is the party saying?
Yes, she has told us about her fears, and unfortunately we are unable to provide guarantees ourselves because we know very well how this government acts. We know that if this government could arrest Prime Minister Tsvangirai, could arrest the leading members of the party, it can as well arrest Ambassador Zwambila. So we are unable to give the guarantees, but she has voiced her concerns being that she may be accused of treason. She has been wrongfully accused of treason. She has won her case against the Zimbabwean authorities sent by the Zimbabwean government to spy on her, and she has prevailed over them. Now that she'll be in Zimbabwe, she could be victimized more and more. So we are unable to say it won't happen.
That was MDCT spokesman Douglas Monzora in Harare. But ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo dismisses Zwambila's asylum application, saying other former MDCT ambassadors are already in the country, just like former cabinet ministers, but they roam the streets freely.
Well, look, let's be honest with each other. Where can you find peace in Africa today than in countries like ours? Whether you go to North African countries, you go to Central African countries, everywhere there is strife, there is disharmony, there is fighting. And yet in Zimbabwe, you never hear of these things after the July 31st election. After those harmonized elections, there has been tranquility, there is peace. People are allowed to do whatever they like. And as Zimbabweans, we think that it's not fair as an ambassador of a country to go out and start making propaganda about your country. We would expect that as a compatriot, Zwambila would come back, be given a job. In any case, why should we fight against Zwambila? What has she done wrong? As far as we are concerned, she represents the country in the best way she saw possible. We may not like some of your policies, your statements, your pronouncements, but generally she was our representative in Australia. So how can we come and start punishing her for doing that sort of thing?
So can the government of Zimbabwe or ZANU-PF guarantee her safety should she decide to come back to Zimbabwe?
Absolutely. We have nothing against her, and we have said time and again that those ambassadors who finish their contract, they come back. There are quite a number who will be recalled or have been recalled, and they will be reassigned to some of the countries or will be given some other jobs. So as far as ZANU-PF is concerned, we have nothing against anybody. We had the ambassadors from MDCT, MDCN, who were assigned to various countries, and they've performed reasonably well. We can't complain about their representation. All we can say is they may have not held the same views as ZANU-PF. But generally speaking, they were representing the interests of Zimbabwe. They were our ambassadors.
That was ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo speaking with Mavelas Mhlanganya-Huye from Harare.